How's it going?
Going all right, yourself?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to call and talk to you about that inspection report that came back.
Okay.
Did you have a moment to look at those photos?
I'm sorry. Of course, I'm hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's almost like echoey.
Echoey. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Shannon?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Could hear you.
Yeah, I'm hearing it on your end too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't always have the best signal in here, so.
Nice.
I can hear you
right
now.
Wherever you are right now is perfect for me too.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Anyway, I was just wondering if you had a moment to review those photos.
Yes, I clicked through the photos.
Yeah.
Kind of surreal. I haven't lived there in a long time.
Yeah, totally. What are your thoughts about it?
I mean, it's a house that a renter is currently living in. Definitely needs to be cleaned up. There's definitely aspects that need to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, you know, it's hard going through photos, but
yeah.
Hard to see everything that needs to be done, so to speak. But
yeah, honestly, based off of our last conversation and just your knowledge of the property prior to these photos, I'm feeling like there's quite a bit more work than what we were probably anticipating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know, when you and I spoke, we, you know, things seemed to be pretty good at the house. And is your partner's name David or Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave. Yeah, it seemed like Dave had done a pretty good job just from the communications of making sure the place was well maintained and keeping up. Didn't he say that they had replaced the AC unit?
He said they had to repair the AC unit this year. The only thing that I was aware of that they replaced was the flooring on the main level, I think.
Mm.
But I hadn't seen it. Those photos were actually the first time I'd seen it.
Yeah. It looks like maybe they replaced the floors themselves. Do you know?
I don't know, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it looked like some of the, LVP, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like there were some gaps in some of the spots. Again, you know, looking at photos on a small device isn't always easiest, but I had seen that. It looked like some gaps or maybe water. I couldn't really tell from the pictures exactly, but
yeah, that was kind of the question I had too. Hopefully, just gaps. Maybe seems like they just did it themselves, didn't have somebody else come out and do it. So hopefully we're just looking at some gaps, but either way, there's definitely going to be some floor repairing needed both upstairs and downstairs. Another big thing go ahead.
I was going to say, I couldn't exactly tell from the photos. Was there flooring downstairs? Like, was there?
So
was
yeah,
it just concrete or I?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, it looked like in the kitchen it had some tile, but the downstairs floor looked like just cement to me.
Gosh. So when I left, we had, I mean, granted, you know, this was like 2006 or 8 or something, but we had just put brand new carpet down there. Now it was like the business grade carpet. But like a really thick pad under it. But yeah, in the photos, it looked like there was no flooring in the basement at all.
Yeah.
But again, photos, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, that one is a little bit obvious though, because I saw the same thing, you know, it's just concrete down there. And It looked like they tore up, if you had carpet, it looks like they tore it up in like the little living room as well as all through the hall, but maybe still have some in the bedrooms down there. I actually have the photos in front of me right now.
I'm
So
out for a walk, so.
yeah, no worries. Yeah, so it looks like there's still that carpet in the bedrooms, but in some of the pictures, like in the doorways, you can tell where they pulled it up in the hallway, it kind of messed up the doorway carpet as well. So, that again, that's just not what either you nor I were anticipating or knew was the situation. My other concern though was, all the roof stuff. Did you notice how there's a lot of patches in the roof?
No, I did not notice that.
Yeah, it
I
looks
had
like
a
some.
brand new roof put down while I lived there.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. So I was kind of interested in that. It looks like in the living room there's kind of a dark spot that our inspector took an extra picture of. But in the what I'm calling the master bedroom, it looks like that's where the adults are sleeping. There's like a whole section of roof was missing that they just put some drywall and nailed it in there.
Oh, so you're meaning like the ceiling on the inside?
Yeah, the ceiling on the inside.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to explain that. I know the roof itself, the shingles up top and the
Right.
paper they put down and all that kind of stuff, that was replaced.
Right.
We didn't actually have any leaks. We had derechos come through Lynchburg back in like 2002, 3, 4, 5, something like that. And because it had blown enough shingles off, I got the insurance company to cover it at the time.
Nice.
So obviously I had to pay deductible, but I was like, I'm going to take the opportunity while I can.
Yeah, of
But on the
course.
inside, I never actually had any problems. So I'm not really sure what that would have been about unless there was like an access issue or something.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just trying to see if you know anything about the ceiling inside or anything in your time, but it seems like, I hate it when this happens. It's not even the first time that it's happened that, we work with somebody and they have tenants in the property that they haven't had access to in several years, and it's just so unfortunate that when it's not somebody's own possession, they just don't take very good care of it.
Yeah, I've owned rentals before, so I've
So
seen
you
it.
know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I know you said the HVAC was repaired, but I see still like a lot of box fans. Has Dave said anything about there being issues with the HVAC?
He has not mentioned any problems with the house at all. He mentioned the HVAC being repaired when we talked about the offer. A week or two ago, whatever it was. He didn't really get into any details. But I
Right.
think he had said it was within the previous year.
Okay. Well, Brandon, again, I hate it when this happens. It's never a great conversation having to call somebody and go through an inspection with them that they had no idea how somebody's been treating their property. And, it's not a fun part of my job. But, when you and I were talking, we were thinking that the property was in a little bit better condition, and we definitely want to move forward. The issue is, based on our conversation before, we were thinking that it was really just some cosmetic repairs that were needed, and now it's looking like there's a bit more that needs to be done to the property than what we thought. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything systemic. Like, as far as I'm aware, the HVAC doesn't need to be replaced, the water heater doesn't need to be replaced, things like that. But yeah, obviously, like carpet downstairs, that's a big thing that was done and needs to be redone.
Right.
The flooring upstairs obviously needs to be addressed one way or another. In an ideal world, it would just be reseating the planks or whatnot, but I don't know how many extras they have and whether there's any issues with them or whatnot. So yeah,
Right.
there's more to do than I would have thought.
Yes, me too. And honestly, I presented this to my team after we got the photos back, and we kind of went through the scope of the renovation and what we find ourselves paying for having some of these repairs done. And I noticed some of the windows are broken and the back door, the whole glass is broken out. I mean,
Yeah, I saw that window. What happened there?
So I mean, Brandon, if we're looking at this and we still want to move forward on the deal, we're definitely going to have to talk about the price again.
I figured that's why you were calling.
Yeah.
And
So
probably goes without saying, but I'll need to get with Dave. To make sure, if there's a lower price, if it's something we want to accept and move forward, or do any repairs ourselves and then revisit or anything like that. But
yeah. So, I mean, I know Dave said that they're moving out by the end of October. If you are considering doing some repairs, do you have like time a timeline for that? Do you have time to do those kind of repairs right now, Brandon?
I have contacts there, but it's not something that was really on my plate or something I was planning to do.
Yeah.
So I don't have a good answer for that.
Yeah.
I work remote, there's always a possibility of me going up there and coordinating it myself. It looks like I have to go to Lynchburg soon anyways for a funeral, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's all right. But no, I don't have a timeline because it wasn't something that was really in my cards.
Yeah, and I mean, if I can help keep it, out of your cards, I definitely want to do that. It's why we buy properties as is. It's just, I want to make sure that, you win from this deal, and as a company, we still want to win on the deal as well. So, with these repairs, like I mentioned, we were kind of thinking from our conversation that there might just be some cosmetic stuff. So we were budgeting about 15,000, and with these repairs, we're looking at, I mean, at least doubling that budget. So with that, I mean, Brandon, if we're thinking of over $30,000 in repairs for this, I mean, how do you feel about those numbers being in the mid 170s?
Well, like I said, I would basically have to take the number and then get with Dave and discuss it with him.
Okay.
It's the type of situation where it's got to be a win for everybody, like you said.
Yeah, totally.
Now, if you were previously budgeting 15 and you're expecting it to be double, does that mean you'd be looking at taking 15 off of what you offered?
So I'm looking at it being a little bit more than double if we're thinking about the windows. Of course, the paint, the floors, all the bathrooms, like I mentioned. And we do have some concerns about the tree hanging over the roof there. So we're looking at a little bit more than half, but I mean that's a pretty close number to what we're looking at.
Okay. I guess what is the final number that you'd be willing to offer? And then we'll be able to get back to you either later today or tomorrow.
Well, like I said, I'm looking at the mid 170s. That's where I know, the company would feel the most comfortable being at. So I'd say, why don't you talk to Dave, see what he says about that, and then once you guys kind of have an idea after seeing the numbers and where we're at now and where we'd like to be, just give me a call back and let's see if we just can't set something in stone for us.
Okay. I will reach out to Dave. Like I said, it might be later today or might be tomorrow, but I will get back with you as soon as I'm able to.
All right, Brandon, I really appreciate it.
Yep,
And
thank
thanks.
you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.